My friends, it's your sister Drea Love, and tonight we're going to talk about all the things, just because it's been a while, so let's catch up. Watching the sun go down on the balcony, taking in the fresh air, listening to these birds, the hum of the freeway in the back, trees all around me, lots of fresh air and things to be grateful for all over, all the time. Taking the time daily to breathe it in, to notice it, to watch all the little animals running by, the little squirrels or the little gophers or all the birds. There's so many birds all over, just watching them all and taking the time. So today's one of those days, did some of those things, because it's important to take them in as medicine, because that's what it is. As we are dealing with all the things in life, which I don't know what your list looks like, but you know, I'm sure it's long, or it's got you in some sort of state of maybe a little fight or flight and or fear at this point in what's happening with life. I find that so many people these days are dealing with the fight or flight and in being in the fear state that it's kind of like we've got to put our hands up and just surrender to what is, because there's so many things that we are just so at arms, confused and distraught, in chaos, in all the things about. Because that's what this is about. It's like distractions. So I don't know if you are allowing yourself to be distracted, but it's probably good if you can bring some awareness into how much you are spending time on your own medicine. Just the things, like now, getting some fresh air, enjoying what is. The medicine that's offered to me, the medicine that's free, that my body can take in and absorb the oxygen from and produce homeostasis within my own body. I can heal my own body, and I know that. So spending time in nature with myself, with my positive thoughts, and allowing myself to be in a state of health, because it is my divine right, as it is yours. We are all divinely, rightfully equipped to be and stay healthy and deserve that. And our bodies will keep us in that state if we allow ourselves and if we believe in that and we watch our mind frame and do all the things. So taking the time, doing all the things. Lots changing all the time. Lots. Listening to people, what's going on with them. And people are kind of at a time where it's, I don't know, I don't want to say shit or get off the pot, but it kind of feels like that for a lot of people. I don't think that there is anybody that I know right now that's not feeling it. Not anyone. Do you know anybody anywhere that's not feeling it, right? So, some patience for ourselves, patience for all of us, because we're really all out here going through it. So going a little slower, a little bit more forgiving, taking some more breaths throughout the day. I tend to be guilty of that. I forget to breathe. You guys forget to breathe? That's one of the things I need to add to my list of get better at is breathing, because I know that that's a big, big, big deal. I know that sounds funny, but for real, it's a big thing. I know that there's a ton of magic in breath work. Actually, gosh, as I'm saying this out loud, I know it's something I need to do more work around, so I'll put that on my to-do list. But breathe, you guys. Don't forget to breathe. Just a simple breath. You know, sometimes when I sit with my breath, and I pull it in like from my head to my toes, just in no special way or order. I can scan my body and feel what my body's feeling. If I put my attention where my breath is and move it intentionally and visibly in my mind's eye, if that makes sense, I hope. But it's a good way to scan your body for energy incongruence. You could actually do that with your own body. Sometimes when I sit down and I do that and I can feel like, oh, I can feel all the static or all the chaos, or I can just feel the discrepancies in my body. And so I just, one thing that I do a lot is I need naps. Like, naps are a big deal for me. So if you guys can take naps, man, naps are like a lifesaver for me. So I lay down and I put my hands, I don't know, on my heart, one on my heart a lot of the time. And I don't know, wherever you're guided to, but for me, heart, belly a lot of the time. And I just run energy through my body. And I know people are like, how do you do that? What does that mean? I'm like, well, I don't know. You just like, it's like the breathing. Like, you intentionally sit, you shut your eyes, and you feel what the breath feels like. You feel what the energy feels like. Your hands are, you know, we're bioelectric beings, and our hands run energy. We can run energy through our own body. We're running energy all the time. We're just in chaos, and we don't understand what that looks like. So your left hand is incoming, and your incoming energy, and your right hand is outgoing energy. And so knowing that you could actually move energy around in your body with that, and you don't know, have to know like tangibly how to do that. So allowing your body to be intelligent and let it do what it does, and not, you know, having to tell it what to do, just say, hey, I know that you can balance yourself out, and I'm here to allow you to do that. And so that's what I do a lot when I rest, is when I'm feeling a little chaotic or a little bit, I don't know, questioning or just whatever, fight or flight or a little funky. I'm like, no, I need to shut down for a little. So I'll lay down for at least 20 minutes if I can, and just let the energy run through my body. It doesn't matter if I sleep or not, but I feel so much more peaceful. And I ask my body too, like, what it needs from me. And I also I'll say things, and I'll run like sayings. I'll talk to myself and run that energy through my body. And I'll run shapes like the infinity symbol through my body. I don't know, I'm kind of odd in all the ways, but I think that we can do a lot of things that we don't know we're capable of, and it really does tend to make me feel better. So if you can sit with your body, a lot of my clients and friends, I have them do some of these exercises, and they've become really helpful. Okay, so as I may tell my body, you know, when I put my hands on my body, okay, body, I want you to regulate. I was telling a client, and actually one of my business partners, to do this. And I told her, look, I don't know what your body's going to tell you to do, what you need to do, but just sit with it. So she did. And we talked about a week later, and she was like, oh my God, girl, you don't even know what happened. So her body, and this is, I don't know, probably at least 3 months ago, 2 or 3 months now. And so her body told her to tell her, or said, thank you. And she's like, what? She's like, thank you. I need you to thank me. Like, you've never said thank you to me. So as, you know, she's putting her hands on her body and saying, what do you need for me? Like, what can I do for you? What's the energy like? Like, whatever her communication was like, it was saying thank you. Like, you've been working all these years and you have never said thank you. And so that brought her to a place with some connection with her body. And she said she cried and cried, and I mean, that just kept going into all types of deeper communication. So ever since then, she's like, every single day I talk to my body, I run that energy, and I talk to her, and I communicate with her, and I listen to her, and I thank her every single day. So you guys, there's a lot of really cool simple things we can do. She says now, she's like, I can't believe I never did that before. Like, I never did that before. And that we can sit and communicate with our body and the simple things of talking. And so, yeah, sit with your body. Listen to it. Ask it what it needs from you. Ask it what it's been missing. Because it will communicate with you. That's one thing I've totally found out. Me and this story of my body, boy, that's opened the can of worms here on this empire we're building. But the body, it opens everything. Once you start to listen to it and stop shutting it up with pills and medicine and saying, I don't want to hear you, or I don't understand you. So once you listen, it will tell you everything. So my body did not disappoint. She communicates with me. She talks to me. And y'all's body, your body will talk to you too. For me, you know, illness manifested in this body. I guess this is what we're going to talk about a little bit more tonight. and it manifested through a lot of funky energy. It happen in a lot of different ways, depending on what illness or, I don't know, diagnosis or whatever you have or whatever manifests in your body comes along. For me, it was lupus and fibromyalgia. That's how it popped up for me. And I super remember when my body was getting sick. But my body was always kind of sick. I remember all the layers of it, y'all. And I know you guys do too, because your body's been talking to you. You just didn't know how to decode it. So as I decode this little baby here, man, I'm going to be holding y'all's hand, because it is quite a journey. Actually, on that note, we'll go back to the body, but on that note, we're starting several series. We're going to be building out a masterclass, which I can't even talk so much about, but building out a masterclass, it's really next level. And we have some new information coming out, and it's going to be based on my book, The Love Letter to My Life Healing Book, which has been wonderful. In less than 10 weeks out, sold over 500 copies. The results are really, really good. Anybody from a 5-year-old to a 100-year-old are reading it and enjoying it, and it is changing people's lives all over. And I am hearing about it every week. So it's been a game changer. So, but the body opened the door for that book and for everything to be born, because the body tells everything, you guys. And as I will tell in, the next book after that about the body and what happened to me, but the story, but our bodies are so amazing. And, they will talk to us and they will speak to us. I will be working. We're going to have a new weekly Q&A coming up soon for people who join on to the program with me to follow along with the book. It's going to be like a Q&A, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So we have a lot of really cool things coming to help people go at their own pace and own level to wake up and to be able to come into congruence with their life and their body like I have, because it is a heck of a long journey, and it's a lot, and not a lot of people have had time and resources and the opportunity to go through it and the space, and I have. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you for all the support. And I have taken the time to figure this out so I can help heal myself and then pass these gifts along to you guys. So as I do this, I really want to make things simple, because healing sucks and it's a long process. And healing is on all the layers and levels. It's familial, it's karmically, it's past lifetime, it's current, it's our freaking confusion, it's our relationships, it's what we do for work, it's our parenting, it's our jobs, it's our bodies, it's our connection. Like, it is all the freaking things, man. Like, y'all, hashtag all the things, for real. It's a lot. So I'm here to hold your hand. And like, for real, I've been going through it for, God, it was like 6 years and 7 years, 8 years. I think that I'm going into the 9 year, which is kind of scary to say. Oh my God. Holy cow. I've been working on myself for 9 years. Like, for me. That's crazy. Hasn't been for me this entire time, like in terms of just alone. That was when the peel back started from work when I was 39. And I swear, I feel like being a previous corporate executive and knowing what the pressures of life out there can do to you. I have so many business owners and women executives as clients and partners, because we're all going through this and we're all trying to figure out like what's happening with us and figure this out and put the pieces together, because the work world sucks and societally it sucks and spiritually we're freaking confused and politically we're a mess and most of our families are a mess too. So it's time to wrap this shit up and get it together. And that is what I am here to do. I know it's a huge, 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 huge job and concept, but we're here and we're building it out. We actually have amazing structure set up so people can walk into who they are. So we're going to do this one thing at a time, one connect at a time, one person at a time, one book at a time, one story at a time, one heart opening at a time, one awakening at a time. We're just going to do this together. And I'm here with you guys because it's a lot. It's a lot. But I do feel supported by the universe. My gratitude level is on high, as always, because that's the space I live in and I need to stay in. Awareness and observation too. Okay, we're gonna move and groove around a little bit. So all the clients this week, I think that, God, everybody's like so different and their problems are so different and high level, low level, so serious, but just, But the common threads, I kept seeing the common threads. What do I do? Awareness, my friends. Awareness. Let's start there. Awareness. We are opening our eyes to what could be happening, what we could possibly not be aware of, what we could possibly have not been seeing. That's the first thing. Open our minds, our hearts, and tell the universe, hello, 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 I'm here. I'm going to play ball with you. And opening your eyes and your heart. And guess what? The universe will talk. If you open up your eyes and your heart and your awareness, the universe will talk. And it's always talking, but it'll get loud. Especially when you intentionally look. So that's the first one, guys. Awareness. And then we observe. We give some space and we observe. We just sit back. We sit back. Sit back. And we watch. Just shut up. And watch. How could things be different than what we have seen them as before? In a lot of ways, I promise. For sure. Awareness. Pull your little butt back. Give a little space. Let the universe show you. Observe. What could be happening that I could have been seeing a little bit skewed before? So, those are going to be the three steps right now. I'm going to open up with that. Okay? So, I want you guys to do that this week. I want you guys to open your heart to seeing things differently and to playing with the universe, giving it a little bit of room to work. And then I want you to observe. I want you to watch and be like, what is this and what is that and how could that and da da da. Okay? And hold that in your heart. We're going to come back and we're going to see how you could honestly be seeing things differently when you open your eyes differently. So, as we do that and work through life in that lane, I'm going to sign off. Head to my website at DreaLove.com, blog, vlog, podcast, coaching, resources, quantum healing, all things Drea Love. In it with love, it's your sister, Drea Love. Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl, Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.